So we're holding on to Nun Hei Amud Beis. Nun Hei stands for the Noider Mehei Mine Dagon. And we saw on Amud Beis, the Gemara went into a few different foods. And the Gemara ended by talking about Noider Mi Peres Hashanah. If you say it four lines on the top, and Hamud Beis spoke about if you make a nether from the fruits of the year, you're also on the fruits from this year, but that does not include the gedi, all the goats and the sheep. It only includes real fruits. And the milk is mutter, the milk is not fruits. Eggs, bayim are not fruits, goizolas. Then we said, if he said gedulei shana, things that grow during the year, then he's also on goats. Not only is he also on fruits, he's also on goats and sheep and milk, because that grew this year. That was something that grew, the eggs. That was case number two. Case number three, I know you don't mean peres ha'aretz. I'm also on fruits of the land. So what does that include? So he's also on all the fruits of the land, but aretz, he specifically held to exactly that. It has to be peres ha'aretz. In the first case, when he said Peres Hashanah, that was all fruits of fruits of the year, independent of if they grow on the land or not on the land. So by the first case, Peres Hashanah, says the Shach or Taz, it includes mushrooms, because mushrooms are fruits, just they don't grow on the land, but they are fruits, so therefore the person will be Aser on the mushrooms in case number one of Peres Hashanah. Yiduli Hashanah will also be also on mushrooms, as well as all fruits, as eggs, as well as eggs and milk and goats and sheep. Now we get up to Peres Ha'aretz. Peres Ha'aretz is specifically fruits that grow from the earth, and therefore he's also on all fruits, but he's mutter bechameyim upitris, he's mutter on mushrooms. Ve'im omar gidule karka olai. So now the Gemara says the last part of the statement was, if he said Gidule Karka is also on me. So what does Gidule Karka come with? What connotation does that come to? So that is one more. That's case number four. We had Peres Hashanah, Gidule Hashanah, Peres Ha'aretz is case number three, and Gidule Karka is also on me. And what does Gidule Karka tell me? That I'm Aser on Aser Bekulon on everything. Everything means even the ones that were not included in the first case of Peres Ha'aretz is included now in this case of Gidule Karka. And for that, we say Gidule Karka Asers on mushrooms. That means mushrooms, if you say all Gidule Karka, all things that grow from the ground are Aser on me, is Aser on mushrooms. Okay. Reminu, the Gemara has a ksira from a Gemara in Brachos that says, the Gemara says that what is the appropriate bracha rishonah to make for a food? Says the Gemara, it depends. If it grows from the ground, then you could say, Vare Pri Adama. If it grows from a tree, you make a bird breaks. If it does not grow from the ground, then you say shakol ni'ebed varai. So that's a brisa. And we say, and what's included in growing from the ground? So it says, well, it says that tanya al melech ve'alam zamis, that if you have salt or you have salt water, or kmein v'pitris, or mushrooms and truffles, it says you say shakol ni'ebed varai. So what's the pshat? Why would you say shakol di'ebed vare? Because evidently it's a davar shein gedulei min ha'aretz, which means that if you work backwards, if you're saying shahakol on mushrooms, that means that must mean that mushrooms don't go from the ground. Now the problem is we just said a minute ago that if you make a nether on gedulei karka, you're also on mushrooms. So it's a stira. If they grow from the ground, and you're able to make. If you're also on them for Gidule Karka, then you should be able to make a Bari Pri Adama. Why do you say Shaka on them? Right? You got that there. So the Gemara answers, Marbaya, Mervo Ravu, Me'ara. They grow. The Aramaic word for growing is merivu. Merivu, me'ara. They grow from the ground. Me'nik me'avira yanki. But in terms of where do they get their yanika, the nursing, the nutrients, they might be attached to the ground, but they're not getting schlepping out the nutrients from the ground the way all other things that grow from the ground. Rather, me'avira yanki. They get their nutrients from the air, from the moisture in the air, the lemiara, but not from the ground.
Because they're connected to the ground, when you said for everything on the ground, that includes mushrooms.
So for gedulei karka, you make a nether, I won't have any gedulei karka, so then you're forbidden to have mushrooms because they do grow on the ground. But for brachos,
They can grow anywhere. It just happened to be sited on the ground. They could grow on a tree. They can grow,
well,
I
apples grow on
mean,
a tree too. Like that's still part of the ground.
but mushrooms, but my point is they can grow
Yeah.
anywhere, right? Like when you're growing mushrooms now, they're literally grown in the air. They have webbing on top just to block the sun. I mean, it's a mold, right? It's a fungus. So look, you have that in your shower, So I mean, I just thought it was interesting yesterday. Obviously, it's witnessed on the ground in this case, but it doesn't have to be there.
I hear. I guess you have to be situated
So,
somewhere.
could it mean that if it wasn't attached to the ground, that one you would be mutter to eat, but the rest of them that come from the ground, you wouldn't be able to?
So yeah, the question will be, but maybe your nether will just all encompass
Like a little clue.
a little plug.
It is common to see them there, right? A tree stump on the ground.
Yeah, maybe we go off the road.
Maybe
Right.
you maybe
Why
right.
would you go out to rope though? Wouldn't it be conditional on if it came from the ground, it'd be Usser because it's part of your net there. And if it's not,
Yeah, but
like
he's making, but the Gemara is making across the board. Gemara is saying, make a net on Gidula Kaka,
like
you're
it.
also on mushroom. Yeah, the Gemara doesn't get into this more. I'm just looking if any of the Mefarshim say this. The Gemara is saying, Me'ara Ravu, they grow on land. Maybe that's the most common place they're growing on the ground.
So, I mean, it doesn't say it's not exclusive to things that grow on the ground. Yeah, they can grow in other places too, but they grow on the ground. So it includes everything.
So it says it can grow anywhere from deep forests to urban basements. What's that?
My sock drawer.
I
To my sock drawer.
didn't want to mention
You don't need them.
So mad.
Right.
Right, they're not.
Yeah, I hear. I hear. It's a good, interesting question.
But I think Max is right. I mean, commonly, you're looking on the ground for them.
The Rush actually says another answer differently than the Rush argues with everyone else. He argues with Tosfos. He argues with the Ran. He argues with the Rashi. He says, "Me'ara ravu, they grow from the ground." From the moisture of the ground.
Right, it's the moisture.
That's how they grow, even though they don't touch the ground. They grow from that, but then he's going to have to learn up the next words that they have, but they get nutrients from the ear. So, okay, the Rush is actually the only one who actually says this. Okay, fine. Either way, that's the Gemara's answer. And the Gemara ends off with one question. Oh, katani al davar she'en gedulei min ha'aretz. Yeah, but the Braisa says, when we're talking about what bracha to make in Hilchos Brachos, the Gemara Brachos, it says, kol davar she'en gedulei min ha'aretz, I'm a shakol ni'evet bar. If it's en gedulei min ha'aretz, it's shakol. So it sounds like gedulei min ha'aretz is the thing. And according to what we're saying now, it's not true because mushrooms are gedulei min ha'aretz. They do grow from the ground, so you should really properly say adam on them. The criteria that the Gemara gives is inaccurate. So really, should not have said kol davar she'en gedulei min ha'aretz. Do you say kol davar? You shouldn't say if it's davar she'en gedulei min ha'aretz is shehakol. Well, that's not true because mushrooms Our gidulim in aris, and you say shakal. It's an inaccurate definition. You should really have said kol davar she'ein yoinek min haaretz, because what we're coming out as your as a bias teretz is they might be on the ground, but it's not enough to require a bar pri adam just because they grow from the ground. They also have to be getting nutrients, sustenance from the ground, and they don't get sustenance from the ground, so you don't make adama. So you should have said kol davar she'yoinek min haaretz is bar pri adam. Kol davar she'ein yoinek min haaretz. So Gemara answers, you're right, Tani, you really should fix and amend the Girsa, or maybe you should read it like that. Al davar she'eina yoinek min haaretz mevarchen shehakol ni ebed varoi. The davar she'yoinek min haaretz would be bar pri adama. And that's actually what the, and that's the last Rashi before the Mishnah says, she'ein yoinek. The Ainu Kamei and a Pitrus, and that would be, make beautiful the idea of the mushrooms, the Me'avira Yanki. They do get the Yonika, the nutrients from the ear. They do get it from the ear. So if it's Aina Yonik from the ground, so they get it from the ear, then Shahakal. Okay, so that's the Gemara right here, beautiful Gemara. And the Ran actually just ends off, just the Ran halfway down the page, right before Tosefta. The Ran says, Mirbu Rav Olea, Fikach. And therefore, Kiyama Gidula Karka, I say, if you make a nether on Gidula Karka, you're also on mushrooms, also recommend pictures. Miu, however, if you want to know what bracha to make, does that mean you make a Hadama? No, because they might get a little bit of nutrients from the ground. They are attached to the ground. They might get some. A little bit of liquid moisture from the ground, but Iker, the main line would be Iker Yinikasan. The main Yinika is Me'avira Yangi from the air. Therefore, you don't make a Adama, Shahakal, if you make a Shahakal on it. Okay.
I'm sorry, just as an aside, it says Girsa Yang, the Yankusa. That means, I know what it means, but this it's got the same shortage as Yinika.
Yeah, but here there means from the words tinuk. Girsa de yankusa.
Tinuk, okay.
What you learned when you were young. Now, the word yanika, it has to do with nutrients, which is also nursing. It has to do with the word nursing, yanika. That's a common word. That's what people remember, what they learned when they were young. Yeah. Okay, now... just bringing this down, we saw I quoted over the Chaye Adam. The Chaye Adam came along, and now I want to just bring him out. Now, the Halacha Lamaisa, the Chaye Adam said that if someone makes what bracha, he goes in Hilchas Brachas. So the question is, what happens if you have a flower pot that you start to grow wheat inside, and from there you make a bread? So Chaye Adam says, you're not able to say Amoiti Lechem Min Ha'aretz because it's not Min Ha'aretz. And therefore, it's not Aretz. He brings a Yerushalmi in Klayim. Yerushalmi is brought down there in the Talmud Yerushalmi. It's a one-liner. The Talmud Yerushalmi has a Shaila. And that one-liner, that is, the Yerushalmi actually asks it as a question. Yerushalmi wants to know. I wrote down the one line, but that one line is basically, what's the halacha if you have something which is in such a scenario, very similar scenario. Let me just tell you the exact words. Here, kol she'acharei. Yeah, so it's basically the Yerushalmi has that shaila. If you have something that's growing in the air, so something very similar to exactly that, Yerushalmi has a shaila, and it doesn't really answer it. It's a shaila. It's a shaila here. So based on that, you see that Yerushalmi held it wasn't so simple about it. So based on that, the Chai Adam says, you see that if it's growing in the flower pot, then it's not really clear that it's Eretz, and then we should make mezonos. You cannot say Amos Yilechem Min Haaretz. But he ends off and says, you do say Berachas HaMazon, you do bench, and he brings a Gemara. He has a raya that you bench if you eat bread from a flower pot, the wheat that grows in a flower pot, because he brings a Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says three people that sit down to eat together and they eat tevel, that means they did not take off truma or meiser, so they're eating something that's forbidden. So they eat tevel, and the Gemara says, are they chayiv to make a mezumin? So the Gemara Brachas says that they don't make a mezumin, I believe. Yeah, they don't make a mezumin. Or if, let's say, one of the three ate tevel, he's not part of the mezumin.
Because it was done by Isser.
That's not bothering me.
The Rebbe spoke about it 2 Shabbats ago. The whole idea of it's disgusting.
It's disgusting, right? So L'chaira, it's very interesting. Is he,
that was about the name.
But now the question is going to be here, but there's a split. The
Yeah,
Gemara says he does what? What does it does? He don't, they don't do a mezumin. So Gemara and Bracha says pshita. Of course, isn't it simple? The Gemara says, well, the tevel, you're right. If it would be plain tevel, a regular piece of wheat that you made into bread and you didn't take off truma or miser, of course, that's pshita that it can't be part of the mezumin. The chiddush is that
sorry,
this.
You said cannot be part.
Right. That would be pashut. The chiddush of the Gemara, where the Mishnah, who says that if you eat tevel, you can't be part of the mezumin, is talking where the dough was, it was hatched from a from wheat. It was grown in a pot that had no holes in it. It was an otzitz she'enei nakuv.
Does that mean tevel's not necessary? Is that the reason, or yeah, like is there no?
So we could take a look at the details of why that would, right? You want to get a Gemara? You want to get a Gemara Brachas? Any Gemara Brachas?
I just
One Gemara, yeah. No, get, you know what? You bring,
get
you could
money.
bring,
Case more people.
bring six. We'll look it up. But one thing we see before we even think about it more, one thing we do see is that that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you chayev, that you're potter from the mezumin, but you chayev in Berachas HaMazon. Right? The diuk is you are chayev in Berachas HaMazon.
Oh, you just can't make him a zoom in either.
Right. Can't make a mezumin on him. But it seems this interesting case is that you do bench. So this is the Chai Adam's proof.
I would imagine that, I mean, the benching is the rice item,
Right.
right? And the mezumin is not, I'm assuming.
So mezumin, right? Okay. Pashas is not, right? So he says from here, he has a raya. Chai Adam says from this Gemara, I have a raya that you chayiv in benching on wheat that's grown in a flower pot. That's his raya. So that's number one. That takes off, tells him that we are chayiv in benching, but he splits. So he makes a split. And this is going to be a number of riddles that you can ask based on this sugya. The first riddle is, what is the only type, what is one of the things where you do not say Amayti Lechem in Aretz, but you do bench? That's the riddle.
That's a good.
Now it gets into Passover Kisnin, all types of miscellaneous foods also could be an answer to this. But one more answer after you get by the Passover Kisnin answer, another answer is going to be, let's say you say real wheat. How do you have real wheat where you don't say amoiti, but you do say b'rizamazin? That would be the Chai Adam right here.
Real bread.
Yeah, so it'll be real bread.
Ezekiel bread.
I said real bread.
Now, the Chai Adam takes this one line further and says, and let's say you have vegetables growing in your, but you're growing inside your house, flower pot, like we spoke about the Esrog. Chai Adam says, if you grow tomatoes inside a flower pot, if it's not, there's no holes in it. So once again, if there's no holes, you cannot say Borei Pri Hadama because it's not Hadama. And he has a raya. Thank you very much. He has a raya that's not Adama. His raya is because if you have a person who has a nest on his head, Thank you very much. A person who has a nest on his head, and you see the bird in there, are you chayev in shiluach hakein? The answer is, well, you might be chayev. Why? Because the person is made up of adama. A person is made up of earth. So therefore, it's not a hefsik between the earth of the ground and the earth of the person. A person is adam, ki mi adama lukach. A person made out of Adama. So since a person is made out of Adama, so that's not a hefsek. That's all by Shiluch HaKein when there's a person.
By a pot as well. A pot is made out of
right.
ceramic
right.
clay, which is clay. Earth material, yeah. weathered away.
And clay, by the way, is
it's
earth.
And it's a close, connection.
So the, what's the hammer mean? If the bird nest is on a building, you wouldn't do Shiluch HaKein?
Right. I think so.
But by this, it is.
I think so. We have to look up halacha l'maisa, but just from the bird's eye view here, you know, just seeing this halacha without getting too much into detail, the Gemara says, "You see, beroisha shel adam." That's what I think the Gemara comes out in Kulman.
Maybe because man has holes in his body.
I think that's what comes out here in Kulman, but without getting into all the details. But I think that's what he's learning out. Rashi's saying that's the halacha. Let me just tell you right here. You would think that maybe you do Shluch HaKein on mountains and valleys. You have to look there. No, it says ki kari if you happen upon it. Okay, tzipar tahira has to be kosher.
It's in Rishus HaRachim or it's not in Rishus HaYachid?
Rishus HaYachid, Bederach Rishus HaRabim, Bilon is Tamalem Bechol 8. What about a bor? Which is an Oyal Oretz. Okay. Let me just see where we get up to this drasha here. Here. Okay, here. Amr Rev Papanoi, the Rev Masno. Matza came by Roisha Shal Adam. If you find the nest on someone's head, what's the difference? What Mahu? What's Allah Amar? He says, Va'adam al Roisha. Va'adam al Roisha. So what does this mean? Says Rashi. Afa Pisha Hoya by Roisha. Loi of the Shema. It's still called Adama on his head. It didn't lose its name called Adama. Shmamina Adam Gufe Adamahu. Because a person is really earth. Midalay of the Shema didn't lose its name. Dele Karya Ofar. Mankind is named Adam, not Ofar. So we are Adama. So therefore, Hashnami Alaritz Karina Bay. So therefore, that's called Alaritz. So therefore, it seems like it has to be Alaritz.
So, like, if it was on, like, the roof of your house or whatever, like a light post, then
yes, I'm not sure. We have to see halacha l'maaseh, maybe. Sounds like it. We could check it up afterwards. Remind me. We'll look it up after. Okay, so that's the first thing the Chai Adam says. That you see, but you see from there one thing. What you pull out of that thing is that a person is Adama, and in terms of making a boire priya Adama, it has to be something that's ground or attached to like something a mechuber lekarka to be growing. So if you have this growing out of a pot which doesn't have holes, you don't make a bari priya adama. So any vegetable growing in your flower pot, says the chayadim, you don't make adama. So what do you make? A shahakol. You make a shahakol. Now the Gemara in Brachas, just to see the Gemara in Brachas, just to see the Mishnah. What he's quoting right here, he's quoting in the Mishnah Reish Perak Gimel She'achlu. Yeah, so if you turn to Daf Mem Hey Amid Aleph, Mishnah Mem Hey says Shloisha She'achlu Ka'achas Chayovim Bizimun. Three people who eat at once have to make a mezumin. But that's all. Ochal, but if they eat regular food, that they're allowed. Ochal demai, maizerishin. But if they ate demai or maizerishin, shenal the trubasa, maizersheni, vegdish, and if do, vashamish ochal gazayas, vakuzi. So if it's demai. Okay, then they're chayev in a mzimun. If they ate maaser rishon, which it took off truma from, so the chayev in zimun. If they ate maaser sheni, the show with niftu that was redeemed. Okay, that's regular food. Fine, they have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Fine, or it was niftu, they redeemed it. Fine, but now let's go further. Ochal tevel, but let's say they ate tevel. Fourth line from the top, last one online. They ate tevel. Either they ate tevel, which means that they didn't take off truma, or ma'aser rishon, or they had a piece of ma'aser rishon that they didn't take off truma, or ma'aser sheni hegdish leniftu, or they're trying to eat ma'aser sheni at Yerushalayim, or they're eating hegdish, or sham shachal pachas u'gzayis v'anachri ein mezamen lo. We don't make a zimun on them. Okay, now on that, the Gemara says, first of all, where do we learn this out? Minani mili, that you need to be able to make a bracha to join in, because it says, "Amar Basi Damarka Gadul Hashem Biti and Arem Moshe Mayachdav." Praise Hashem with me, and we will exalt Hashem together. So you see, you need to be able to together. Yachdav is going to be the mezumah, but you have to be able to bench. Then they combine together. Havu Goydel. A yachid, with the one person says to the other two, "Havu goydel lelakeinu." Let's give greatness to Hashem. Okay, fine. Either way, fine. That's the good one. Now let's jump down.
So, are we suggesting because it's temple that how can you say these words because you've already undone them?
No. So let's turn to the Gemara to Amud Beit to see why is tevel a problem. See where it jumps to. Let's jump to Mem Zion. Mem Zion. Amud Beis. Should be Amud Beis. Let's see. Halfway down. The second wide line. Tevel. Right, it says Ochal Tevel. He doesn't join the Mezimun. So you see the second wide line, not totally wide, middle wide lines. Tevel Pshita, is it Pshita that you're not part of the Mezumim if you eat Tevel? Loi Tricha b'Tevel Tevol Midrabanan. The answer is it was only Tevel Midrabanan. And says the Gemara, Hechi Dami, what's the case where you have Tevel Midrabanan? But it's a chain and Akov. It's not growing from the ground, so it's not tevel from the Torah, but it's tevel midrabanan because it grew. You have to take off truma and maaser midrabanan if it grows in the flower pot. So you have a that's the case where it's that's the chiddush of the Gemara. It's not tevel midrabanan. It's good kosher food. Just midrabanan, you have to take off truma, and the person didn't do that. So midrabanan, it's a little bit of a problem. And on that, Kamashwan, even that little problem of the Durabanan that he forgot to take off the chi of Durabanan of Truma is called a mitzvah haba ba'aveira, and therefore he cannot be part of the mezuzah.
Cycles back since
is it because the object itself, the bread, has the aveira? Like if you steal bread, do you also not make a mezuzah?
That's for sure. You cannot allow. Well. You're not. It's a mitzvah above aveira at the bench. You're stuck. If someone steals bread, he's stuck. What does he do? He can't make a bracha on it. But you say a beirich nietzas Hashem. If he makes a bracha, it's a disgusting thing to Hashem. So the one thing that the Chayyadim pulls out of that Gemara is that you see that tevel, it's tevel on the one hand, but tevel derabanan.
It's in a flower pot.
Right.
That's why you bench, because
And you see
benching
you're
is the
benching.
raisa that overrides the any rabbinical issues.
Right. So he's using that what do you see? One thing you see is that the case of the Gemara, the Okimta, was that it was in a grown in a flower pot. And you see that there's benching ordinarily from a flower pot. Just if it's tevel, it's getting into a sticky situation of mitzvah bava vera. But if it wouldn't be a tevel, if you actually took off truma, then you could bench, and you chayav to bench.
And make him Muslim.
And make a mezumen? Yes, exactly. So the chayav says, I have a raya from here that things growing in a flower pot You don't say hamaiti on them because it's not a dhamma. That's the one thing, like the shiluach hakein. But you do bench, and if it's a vegetable, then you don't say hadama because once again, you can't say appropriate dhamma, so you say shahakol. He ends off. Chayyim says, but if you have a fruit of a tree growing in your flower pot, you grow a tree, a mini tree in your flower pot, then he's not sure. He says, Tzoruch Ian, do you say Bar Priya Eitz?
How do we know that it's not subject to Meiser? What is the
What?
day by the mitzvah of Meiser that excludes things that are going in the flower pot from Meiser or trim?
I guess we can look up. It might be a pasuk there.
Because they're saying you only take Meiser. The whole thing's on the Rabbanan. It
Yeah,
must be
yeah,
because it looks like
yeah,
it would need to be
yeah.
taken. Therefore, they said, okay, the Rabbanan take Meisr, but it doesn't really need it.
Right. Yeah,
But
whatever. We can look up the details. We can look it up, but not. I have to look it up. I'm not sure right now.
that's
But that's what he's
interesting.
saying. It's a chiyuv d'rabbanan on a flower pot to take off truma and maaser. If you didn't, then it's a problem to bench. If you did, then you could and you
Not when
bench.
you bench. Even if you didn't take it, even if you didn't take off the miser, you still bench because miser, because benching is deraisa
Okay,
and it overrides
fine.
any rabbinical concerns.
Fine. Okay, either way.
That's what he's saying.
Okay, good.
So you,
Good.
the
Yeah.
idea of not saying Adama with, let's say, a tomato plant that's in a pot, right, is actually a real issue because people do that all the
So
time.
now we're going to get into halacha lemaisa. So what do you do? So the chay adam paskens, you make a shahakol on a tomato plant. On a fruit of the tree, he has a tzarachian, if you could call that a still a tree because it is growing. And he gets into Hilchos Lulav. You need a pre-eitz hadar. Are you allowed to grow an eitz or esrig in your backyard, in your pot, in your pot? That's what he gets into. And he wants to say in Hilchos Lulav that yes, it could be a tree, and that he brings Rayas back and forth. Okay, so that's the Chai Adam. That's what he comes out right there.
How do we hold?
So how do we hold? So Chai Adam, right, stash that away. Now we go a little bit into this, a little bit deeper. There's the Keren Oira. The Keren Oira, who's another Achron, he wants to argue and say it might not be Eretz, because Eretz is the land, the real earth, but it is Adama. It is Adama. So he argues on the Chayadim, at
What do you
least
mean when you say it is a dumb? I mean, it's like there's still a pot there with soil.
the soil in the pot.
Okay.
So that's Adama. Maybe you gathered it up from the ground, but it is now it's in
It
Adama.
must be that Eretz is the critical word by Meiser. And I don't know. I
Okay.
remember.
Don't concentrate so much on this for now. Let's leave it for a minute.
But
I
I'm
just.
saying because so it might not be Eretz such that it's higher than Meiser. It is this.
Yeah.
I'm
Oh, you
fine with
okay.
it.
You say why is it right? So,
But
okay.
it's still a dumb.
Fine. Fine. Could be.
Well,
Karen Oyer.
but you
Okay.
can also grow tomatoes like hydroponically. I think they don't use any soil, right?
Yeah,
Really?
it's water.
Is that possible?
It's kind of
Okay.
water.
So one
That's
thing at a
the
time. One step at a time. Yeah. So we're going to get to there in a second. But first,
Yeah,
let's start with.
hydroponics.
First, we'll start. Hydroponics is without any soil. Let's first talk about a flower pot because
Right.
there's two stages. So the Keren Oira wants to say that he argues on the Chai Adam in terms of that point. He says, "For Hamoiti lechem min ha'aretz, I agree with you that you can't say Hamoiti lechem min ha'aretz because it's not coming out of the Eretz. But for Ha'bar Pri Adama, I hold you could say Bar Pri Adama when it grows out of a flower pot." That's how the Keren Oreb says it, and that's what the Chazon Ish says.
So tomato would still in your house would then be an adama.
So therefore the tomato in the house would be a Hadamah. And therefore that's how the Chazon Ish follows up also. Chazon Ish says
What is the matzi downgraded to?
the Mighty
The mezonos.
Mezonos, down to Mezonos, down to Mezonos. And that this is actually brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in the new Dirshu. The Dirshu brings down the side because there's halachas of brachas, and on Hilchos Brachas is the middle of telling you all of these halachas. So right here he says, "Davar She'ein gidulei min ha'aretz. He quotes our Gemara that we just read. If it doesn't grow from the ground, like basar behema, like meat, chicken, eggs, fish, milk, cheese, all these things, you say shahakol. You say shahakol. And salt also doesn't grow from the ground. And kamei no pitrius and mushrooms. Mushrooms.
You don't take mysa from salt.
Right, correct. Asav.
Asav.
Right. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Right, very good. Excellent. Now comes the Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnah Brura says the kameim, the mushrooms that are found, right, they're found over there, they grow on different, on wood and different things. He's saying, what's the difference between kameim and pitrius? He says, kameim maybe are those that are found underground, and they're created from the fat of the earth. Pitrias grow on wood. Okay, fine. Says the, now comes on the deer shoe on the side of the Mishnah Berurah. He brings up this shaila, and he says, if they're planted, he brings the Shevet HaLevi. The Shevet HaLevi is Rabbi Shmuel Vosner. Rabbi Shmuel Vosner comes along and wants to say that, right, so far so good, right? So far so good. This is the first thing before we get to Rebbe. Do you know where they have the Shevet HaLevi? If you want, you could try. Right when you get into the library, right when you come in here in this first room, there's Shaila Shetshuvos. So there's a 10-volume section starting from Shin. Shin would be Shevet HaLevi. If you want, see if you can find it quickly. If you don't find it, then forget it. But just get, let's just see which volume to get. Ches, volume Ches.
And there's 10 volumes of Shevet HaLevi.
What
big
color?
Brown, the brown. They're like dark brown with gold letters. Right when you walk into the, yeah. Okay, we'll see. If you don't find it, then just come back. Then forget.
That's such a good man.
Yeah, yes.
That's a good man. It really is.
Okay, so that's number one. And Chazanish agrees with the Karen Ira. And Chazanish says that, you see here, he brings up this idea. He quotes this idea of Eretz. And he says, he quotes a Chayadam. And after he quotes a Chayadam, he says, you should say Bar Priya 8. It's still called 8, even though it's in a flower pot. And then he brings down the... oh, wow, you were quick. How'd you do that so fast? Okay. Okay. So then he says, he brings up this Chazanish. The Chazanish says, okay, but the only Shaila that Yerushalmi has, where the Chayadim start from, Chayadim had a Shaila. What was his Shaila? About a flower pot, if it's called Eretz. He says, Otzitz, a flower pot takes you away from Eretz. But Adama, it's still Adama. Eight is still eight. And if we're on lechem, on bread, you can't say what you like in ha'aretz. Fine. But fruits, you could say ha'adama, and you could say ha'aretz. You can make the proper bracha.
That's Karen Ora.
That's the Karen Ora and the Chazanish. And the Chazanish.
So why don't you say ha'motzi lechem min ha'adama?
So the question is, could you make a new bracha? You can't be, it's called matbeah shatavu by chacham, and the chacham made a matbeah. They made a coin, how they coined it, and you now have to be faithful to stick to the wording. You can't make up your own bracha. So you got to choose. So you downgrade, you have different foods. You have an onion. If it's eaten raw, you downgrade to shahakol because you don't get
enough.
You
have people making kiddush on a shahakol.
What type of kiddush? What?
On Shabbos. People, they've got a, no.
Yes,
no, you know, like you know, after Musaf, they'll have a little schnapps. So
you say, yeah, well, now, first of all,
some people hold that you can only make it on wine.
Now they have to drink. First of all, they have to drink a Revius. That's
but
a little,
but a Revius,
some people have no problem with that.
But okay,
but a Revius of that liquid.
Yeah, that liquid.
Right.
Now, but
you
then
drink a coast of scotch.
Yeah. So, but if they drink it, if they drink a Revius, which is 3.3 ounces. Let's say up till here on the cup, 8 ridges up on your little cup. Okay, fine.
8 ridges.
Then you got to know your cup because really to make a bar and a fush is a hard thing. a lot of people drink, and they take a drink, and then they have their coffee, and then they make a Baruch HaFashis. But it's very rare to have a Baruch HaFashis. The only one I know is you have to be a Yerush Shamayim, like Dr. Woodrow. He's a Yerush Shamayim. He leaves over until it gets cold, and then when it's warm, then you can chug down the eight ridges, the 3.3 ounces. Then you can make a Baruch HaFashis. But if you're drinking your tea when it's just hot, you can hardly ever make a Baruch HaFashis. You need to drink 3.3 ounces in around 10, 11 seconds. That's all you got. For a Kezayis, you have 3 to 4 minutes. 3 minutes lechatchila, 4 minutes bidyevet. But that's fine. You could have many pretzels in 3.5 minutes.
But when people are making a kiddush, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've seen people on scotch or whatever, like,
Yeah.
but first of all, that's not 3.3 ounces.
It could, well, it depends, not the little schnapps club. The little schnapps glazel is not, but they stopped using those schnapps glazels anyway. Nowadays, they hand out regular cups. You look around, you know, it's a new generation
They're at
of,
least at eight ridges.
we have an affluence here.
What is a ridge, by the way?
They have those little plastic cups
Yeah.
have those rings.
Oh,
That's what he measured how many
are you
rings is
serious?
around that. You on your average cup, it would be, you know, somewhere
I like the
like up till
Chinook
here.
cups. They're
So you got
I
you
can't
have to
see.
beat
I
that
can't see.
amount.
It's Rabbi, I can't see.
But you're talking about
It would be up to
that one.
like around halfway.
That's a
Well,
nice.
I was told, I don't know if this is accurate, but I
Yours
was
are
told
correct.
that if you're doing it on a schnapps,
Yeah, yeah.
which is not Yayin, right? I mean, in terms of being able to drink, that you would not drink 3.5 ounces of
Yeah,
scotch.
Max, there's a cup right, a cup
Yeah.
of water right behind you,
Is
actually.
this
Oh, really?
is this enough
Yeah.
for the shear?
Yeah, let me show you
I
right
didn't
here.
know. You want the
Ooh,
water?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Water in it. Let me show
Okay.
you.
The water's been different.
Rabbi, is this enough
Yeah.
for a share, Rabbi? Look.
Let me see. Oh, you have a whole bottle there. Okay, that's ready. You might be
Not
able to
enough for a share.
to bench on that. This is you know, it's, anyway. Yeah.
Continue.
So I'll show you. Let's say if you have something like this is right. One, two,
That's
three,
probably about three
four.
ounces.
Yeah. So this would be a share. If you have this much water, okay, I'm giving you exact. You can always be machmir, take a drop more. You should measure your cups. You have to measure your cup. If you have a cup at home,
So you have
which
11 seconds to drink that much to make a
Baruch
nine ounce.
HaFashis.
Why is there
Exactly.
that restriction of 11 seconds? Why is that a
Because,
tight restriction?
no, really, it should be less. Really, you
What?
could chug it down
Well, yeah,
in
eight.
5, 6 seconds, but the Gemara says you have to drink with Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means you don't chug it down in one. Just chug, you know, a whole
So
way
like
down.
20
So therefore,
seconds. So 20 seconds
Derech
in
Eretz
is
is
not called drinking?
Derech Eretz means you drink. Stop for a second. In two gulps. If you do it in three, it's a Baal Gaiva. So therefore, you don't do it in three, that's already haughty. Like
Sip
Rabanowitz,
it here too.
he at one time watched him. Two is Derech Eretz because you don't want to chug it down because that's a gargaron. A gargaron is someone who is gluttonous. Gluttonous is just, you know, you ever see these people with the big Pepsi bottle? They just like chug and chug and chug, you know. That's not Derech Eretz. So therefore, the Chazal therefore said you should stop for a second, put it down for a second, and then finish up. So therefore, it's somewhere between 9, 11 seconds, somewhere in that area, but it has to be this amount. If it's less than this amount, there's no Baruch HaFashis. And if it's more than 11, 12 seconds, then you know also, because it has to be a revius, toich kadesh is revius. It has to be a revius in the amount of time it takes to drink a revius. How long does it take to take drink a revius? With Derech Eretz, that amount
But
of time.
is it a radius in terms of a standard number? So that's 3.3 as the minimum. Or if you're talking about if you're talking like a scotch or something,
It's still a
where
revius.
it's oh
Still a
that
revius.
doesn't change.
That doesn't change. That's the whole shiloh of making kiddush on
Is
right
it their
on that.
opinion? Well, the
It
Talmud,
could
there
no.
is one opinion that holds that on a stronger drink. I think
But
that's what
that's
you're
what the
hitting
Jew
here.
is
I think
suggesting
Rabbi
to me.
Talmud used to say
That what on a stronger drink.
that it would be
It's
a
a smaller
smaller
share.
share.
Smaller share.
Yeah, so yeah, it could be. You have to see all those halachas. Okay, we have to look up Hilchos Kiddush. It
So
could be
now
as
I'm
much
learning about
like
the
this.
rings on the cups.
Yeah.
I didn't know about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, so that's the
That's
halacha.
why they put the goyim put the rings on the gun, so that you as a Jew would know
There
how
you go.
many to make a.
Yeah, no, yeah, you have
It's
to.
a good voice.
So let's say most people that drink coffee would never have to make a Brina
That's
Fashi.
right. That's
It's
right.
they just
Unless you're
they
leaving
make
over.
never
Unless you're leaving over at the end of your cup
I don't think I do
a
it anymore.
significant amount, which who does that? Because by as you're drinking and sipping and
Yeah.
sipping, you know, now. You had to finish. Now you're finished. Usually, that's what happens. I one time tried this experiment. I had a tea, and I wanted to make a Brina Fashi. So I drank. I let it cool off, but by the time it cooled off enough, it was already down to the bottom. So I filled up more. But every time you fill it up more, it gets hot. It's hot again. So it's very rare. You have to leave it. You have to leave such an amount over to make a Brina Fashi, which is a hard thing to do. You know, because it defeats the purpose to drink it cold. Okay, so that's the halacha here. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. So the Chazon Ish and the Keren Ara, that's what they argue. So we have a machlekes about hamoitzi on that. And well, everyone hamoitzi lechem in arts. Everyone agrees you cannot say hamoitzi lechem in arts if it goes out of flower pot. And now we broke out of machlekes. Chayadim says you can't say hadama and ha'etz, and the Keren Ara and the Chazon Ish say you could.
Is wine the same thing where you need to have a revius at the end to
Yes,
make
yes.
an after
So
brevet?
again, there might be a machlekes, but on a simple level, you should be drinking to make kiddush. You only need to drink a moly lugma, a
Right.
cheekful. A cheekful is very easy. That's half of a
But
revius.
no, I'm saying like if you're having wine at a non-Shabbos meal, non-Hamotzi meal, you would need to drink enough to say an after bracha.
If you want to make an after bracha, you have to make sure you drink this amount within 11 seconds, something like that. Yeah. Which might not be the optimum way. There might be a machlekes about it once again, but to cover your bases, to make a bracha, you'd have to drink that amount. Yes. That's why you have to take your cup, you have to have your cup, and then you know how much is your cup. There's ridges, different ridges on different cups.
Is there a sheet that says that if you don't drink it within 11 seconds, if you drink it within 20 seconds, or that you would make a or in a fashion?
Or
You
Ella
said there might
Aids.
be a mouthful.
Yeah, there may be, we have to look up. We have to look up more details. In terms of, I could tell you right here, we could look it up. But we have to look up more in depth. We'll check that out. Okay, maybe a different day. Fine. That's the first thing that they bring up. Now, hydroponics. Jumping into hydroponics for a second.
Right, so there's no soil.
According to there's no soil. So now, even according to the Chazon Ish and the Keren Hora, you can't say a Bari Pri Adama now, and therefore you would say a shahakol on
Everything is shut
anything
on
grown in
hydroponics.
hydroponics will be shahakol. That's what comes out, and everyone agrees to this so far.
So
So far,
far. Good.
came now. Really, the truth is what is, you know. This is how the Torah goes and grows. On right here, there is the Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is brought down here, and he says, that you yoytze, when you have, let's say, bread, you could say, you say hamoytzi lechem min haaretz on this, I guess, this bread that grows out. He argues, before we get to hydroponics there, he wants to say, on bread that's grown from a pot, he wants to say that you could say hamoytzi even on a pot. That's also called gidule karka. He says you'd say maror from such a vegetable, and you with lettuce or different types.
What's a spark?
He has a raya from, well, there is one Gemara that says that anything that you bench on, you say hamoitzi. Let me see if I wrote down kol she'acharav. Anything where you say gimel brachas, whenever you say I'm benching, you say hamoitzi.
Would
So
you bench on man?
man, l'chayra, because Moshe Rabbeinu said was masak in the first bracha. So seems like they did bench on Monday. What bracha rishayna did they make? Would be
Amotzilecha mina shamayim.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. So yeah, Reb Shlomo Zalman holds even hydroponics. The water, if the water of the hydroponics is connected to the water in the ground, then you could still say Erens. He holds that's still called mechubel karka. You could say amoiti and adama.
How is it connected? Because there's a hole or something.
What, if like, it's attached, to water in the ground, then you could still say amoiti on it.
Like through a pipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now.
So because of the way they do hydroponics, they have like a pipe system to get all the water into it that
right.
connected to the ground.
Yes. That's what he holds, and
so that saves us, I guess, for all the brachas of hydroponics and the shahakols and whatever.
Well, yeah. So interesting. So taking this to halacha lemaisa, Reb Vosner here. Thank you to Len. We got this. Vosner, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, B'nai Brak, it was after just a few years ago. He has this shaila here.
Which chelek is it?
This is chelek ches, simen reish mem ches. Right? Reish mem ches. That's Joseph Kurkowski named his son after him. He named him, you'll ask, you go over to his son, I'm sure. If Shmuel, his two names, Shmuel lady. So he says here, he has a shaila. He wants to know that today we have a new thing that came up, gidol tzemach hapitrius. Shekayim, the growing of these mushrooms, they grow like other vegetables. So, hem gidolim min haaretz, do you say if they grow on the ground? But here, just to get into the halacha, what he says, he says it didn't change. Kameim hapitrius.
Which siman?
Reish Mem Ches, 248. So he says you're going to make a shahakal on them. Mer, he quotes the Gemara. Mer v'rabu me'ar menki layanki. So it didn't change. Same halacha. Their main yanika is from the ear. They have a little bit of offer they're connected to. So he brings down, he paskins that it's shahako because their main, the reason why I make shahako is because their main yanika is from the ear. That is the same halacha. That didn't change. That's the first thing he says. And
that's for mushrooms.
Yeah. Then he wants to say that's for mushrooms. Then he wants to say, but if you have it in a pot, he wants to say maybe a vegetable growing in a flower pot would be. You look at the main min, maybe the min, the species grows in.
You don't look at the individual case.
Well, that could be the same with mushrooms.
Generally,
majority of mushrooms grow on the ground.
Generally speaking, potatoes grow from the ground. In your particular case, you grew it in a pot. We don't care. We look at how
right.
it's normally grown.
Right.
That's the first time we're introduced to this.
That's what Rev Vosner says. So
hydroponics become so popular that it's the main way we get
it.
So if hydroponics, according to that, we go after Roy Hamin, most of the majority of that species. Therefore, it would still be Hadama. The Arlatian is Rev Tzian Abishol. He says that even if it's grown hydroponics, but where does it come from? From the seed. The seed came from the ground. So you could still say Hadama on hydroponics.
Still have Amotzi on
wheat. So, yeah, never you could say Amotzi on the wheat, according to Arlatian. So in the end of the day, we now, putting it all together, so it comes out, Halacha L'maisa, using everything we just said, and by the way, there's a Sefer B'zayis HaBracha, which is the number one Sefer in Eretz Yisrael, Hilchos Brachos. He put out already three volumes, three different volumes on Hilchos Brachos, new editions. So he goes through everything here we spoke about. And Halacha L'maisa, all the Paiskim say that, right, Rabbi Forst also brings down, that on the one hand, if you have a flower pot, anything's growing out of potted plants, it's a machlokes. Some people will say it's shahakol, they don't grow from the ground. That's the Chayodam. Others will say, the Chazanish and the Karanari will say, no, It's Adama. You can make Adama. So based on that, actually, he just brings down a machlekes. He doesn't tell you the psak right there. He doesn't tell you the psak, but I think the I think here Rabbi his name is Rabbi Mandelbaum. So basically, for hydroponics, they say that if you should make a bari pri adama on hydroponics, because most of the poskim are saying here that now for shahakol it's shahakol on hydroponics, because you don't have, it's not growing from the ground, it's not adama. You do have Rabbi Tzion Abishol who's saying it's from a seed. Okay, that's the one person.
Well, and you also
And
have
you
that
also have,
shaving ready.
and
You
you also,
said that
yes,
generally speaking, you look at how it's generally speaking,
correct.
that's how it goes.
You have the Shevet HaLevi, correct. You have those two, correct. So therefore, based on that, the halacha is that we say
Still
shahakol,
say shahakol
because most
because
of the
they're
Paiskim argue on that.
the minority. Jeez, that's like a
Exactly. Exactly. So based on that, coming out halacha lemaisa, just to tell you final halacha, so it comes out very interesting. So you take a lettuce. Lettuce grown hydroponic. What are you going to make on that lettuce? You make a shackle. You make a shackle. Now, what?
What was his swear again?
The pipes, like
the
it
pipes.
connected to the
The
so,
pipes to connect to the ground.
and he was the pusik for Israel. So, it's hard to.
I'm not sure if that became accepted. But that's what he said. But halacha lemaisa, the Paiskim say you say shahakol on hydroponics. If you bid the Eved make a hadama, you could rely on Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Aura Letzion and Reb Vosner. Bid the Eved, you could rely on them that it's not a bracha
And when you go to a restaurant or whatever, if you
lebatala.
don't know what it is, you can assume rove, it should be grown from the ground.
If you go to a restaurant, you're not sure, you say shahakol. Because shahakol, first of all, you're not sure. Most Paiskim say that it's.
Should you know it be an adama?
If you're not sure, you're saying if you're
Because
not
I'm saying
sure.
you go eat a
you don't
salad.
know that it's
If
grown
you're
from
not
the ground.
sure, then
Exactly.
Roiv, you go after majority. Majority would be hadama. Now, if you're not sure, you go after Roiv. So he says, yeah, the price can bring down. So bid the Eved, if you make hadama on hydroponics, you yoter, because like those three Paiskim. But lechatchila, you should say shahakol. Now they bring down. If you're not sure, you should assume that it was grown in
But
soil.
the flower pot in your house is an adama because it's
There's
soil.
no top, there's no stuffing.
Now, if it says on the ingredients that it was grown vertically, and you think it's hydroponic, then you should make a shackle. Now, if you have a salad, and in your salad they put lettuce from hydroponics, so what do you do
Yeah,
now?
but
So make the bracha like a
you have
cucumber.
Yeah,
you
you
have
make
other
the bracha on
veggies.
the other.
So
Make the other.
you have to know, first of all, what type of salad is it? If it's a lettuce salad, then you can't take a tuffle and make a bracha. It could be the wrong bracha. So if lettuce is a substantial part of the salad, you're gonna have to make a shakal. You're gonna have to make a shakal. You can't make a, if anything, it might be bracha shantricha to pick out a little cucumber if it's a tuffle. You don't make a bracha on the tuffle. That could be the wrong bracha.
Who was it that said a pot is a dhamma? Growing a
The growing
vegetable.
out of the pot is Adama. So we had the Chayyad,
Karen.
the Keren Ora, and the Chazon Ish held that it's Adama, earth. It's the ground. It's the earth coming out of that. So it's a very pre-Adama. Yeah, we're gonna have to, we forget this.
In
You
the
can
bunch.
all call Jeremy because he's actually writing this down. So it's always how it is in class. There's one person takes notes, and everyone calls that person for the test and gets the notes. Okay, so that's the halacha for that. Lechatchila, you say a shahakol on hydroponics. Bid the eved, if you make a mistake, it's still good. Okay, but and if you're not sure, so then
You default to
you
it.
default to adama. But if you know it's all hydroponic, then you have to be making a hadama. Then right then shackle if you know what it is. Okay, so that's the basic
And you're
halacha.
puttering the tomatoes because the lettuce is the ikur in the salad, and you're going to hydroponic salad, right? The hydroponic lettuce, anyway. You're going to plaster the tomatoes, which should be adama, with the shahakal on the lettuce. Is
Yeah,
that
if you have a
interesting?
lettuce salad and the
That's the
hydroponics
ikur. The tomatoes are on
grown,
top.
you can't take out a tuffle and say a hadamah on the lettuce. Really, it's
No, on the
improper
tomato.
on a tomato, right?
And then plaster the lettuce.
You have to use the ikur. Ikur potters the tuffle. So if the ikur is lettuce, you have to make a shahakal on the lettuce that potters the tomato. And for you to say the bracha, if you pick out a tomato, it might not even potter the lettuce
What if
because
you like the tomato better?
What happens if you make a bracha, unless you have in mind specifically, yes, then you could rely on Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Arletzion, and Bid the Eved, you pick out a tomato and make a bracha and have in mind the pot that is held. Bid the Eved, it will work based on those three achronim. But it's not lechatchila to do that because according to the other achronim, such as the Chayei Adam and the Chazon Ish, Keren Ora, everyone else, which is the common halacha, you're not being yotze. You're not yotze, really. So you're really in a bind, but b'dyavad, you can rely on those three achronim. Okay, so I think that's the halacha lemaisa. That wraps up. You have the Shevet Halevi and the Arletzion and Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. They all you can rely on them.
Throw one variable in that's like a sun that just opens up the whole world of
Yeah, it's
the
gonna.
hydroponics or whatever,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's going to affect. So he says, Lisikum, that's how he comes out. Let me see if he gets Lamaisa. If you have a Gidol Otzit Shein HaNokev, you have the pot, which doesn't have a hole. Most Paiskim say, you say HaDama. It brings the Chazon Ish, Teres Chaim. The guy Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me on a potted plant that you should say Bray Pri HaDama. V'chein haru rabim.
Chayei Adam is a unique shita there.
So you're saying on the potted plants, right? So here, let's go back to potted plants. Potted plants, he's saying Adama. Now
So you have the soil
you have the idea of the Chazon Ish and the Keren Ora who's saying that's called Adama. It might not be called Eretz, but it is called Adama. So you could say Bray Pri Adama on your tomato, right? You're growing a tomato on your windowsill. You can make Adama on that because it's in the Adama, it's in the earth, so to speak. And he brings the Chazon Ish, says that, right? That's the Chazon Ish, that's the Chazon Ish, as well as the Taurus Chaim, as well as the Keren Ora. So he says, and Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told him that, and many poskim say that. That he brings up a bunch of poskim. And then he gets into Banat Banbatim. Banbatim is a whole different story. Now, Alan, you know what Banbatim are? That's the hydroponics.
Washrooms.
What?
I'm back here.
Right. So
A bath.
Banbatim is hydroponics. Banbatim is Odif Levarech Shahakol because there's less tzadim to say Bari Pri Adama. So therefore, when you eat, so you have let's say you're having hydroponics and regular vegetables. So first you should take the hydroponics and make a shahakal on that because
When you start with a higher bracha.
because if you say Bari Pri Adama first, then that might cover according to the three
That
paiskim.
cover the lettuce
It
that
will
you grow
cover
hydroponically.
the hydroponics
And then
according to
you
those
say
three
a
paiskim.
But if you say a shekel, now
So
you have covered
you're supposed to
everything.
say shahakal first, but it won't cover the other the tomato that's grown from the actual ground that it doesn't cover.
Can a shekel not cover
Yeah,
the
b'dyavad it
tomato?
could, but
Yeah.
I guess you should have in mind that I'm making the shahakal just for the hydroponics, and then I'm make adama for the regular salad.
Remember when I was learning in Sabbath, they actually we sat down, we were in a restaurant, and one of the rebbes had suggested to us you start higher. And we
Yeah, so
did.
really you start higher usually, but the rule, this is the golden rule for any time you have a suffix, you have to try to get the suffix out of the way. Because or else you're gonna have this is a common eitzah for these types of problems. So
But a higher bracha can't cover a lower bracha. Like an
so
andama can't cover a
yeah, but
shekel.
here the hadama, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Reb
Might
Vosner,
cover lettuce.
It's going to cover the lettuce of hydroponics. Because the Rosh Zalman says it's yeah, so
it might be
Adama.
I see.
So therefore, they say you should make the proper bracha on that lettuce. Make a shahako first. That way, you're doing the proper bracha going to everyone, and even everyone agrees you can make a shahako. Yeah, but it's okay. But the most paiskim, you want to go like most paiskim. So you say shahako on the. Then you go to the tomato and you make a dumb on the tomato. You had it in mind that you only had that. Had that in mind.
Amazing.
Okay.
And why was it? If you made a salad, why would you have to?
Yes, you have to know. It depends how big they were. If they were equal, two different, two things.
In a scenario where there wasn't.
L'chaim.
Right, where there's no way to talk.
That's how you do it.
L'chaim. Okay. Very good. Yeah. This is also from the, the Paiskim will bring this down. It's, you know, we'll see out there. Okay. Very good.
Goats and whatever.
You're becoming an expert in this dog show.
Yeah.
These,
that's how, you know, you learn it up. Now you know the halacha. Now you know hydroponics and shahako. Now you know potted plants, still hadama.
Some of the kosher lettuce that's pre-checked, is that hydroponics or is it they just check it?
You have to know what